The Warm Springs BART station opens in Fremont this weekend. Locals are hoping it'll alleviate traffic in the city, which has reached all-time highs. The traffic there doesn't just come from people who live and work in the city. A lot of drivers are just passing through Fremont, using local roads as an escape from busy freeways. And the problem has gotten worse as more and more people get directions from apps like Google Maps and Waze.
Then turn left on Linmore Drive.
Those apps can save you a few minutes on your drive, but what happens when everybody starts using the same shortcuts? KLW's Eli Wirtschafter went to Fremont, where drivers are creating traffic jams on streets they never would have known about without their smartphones.
Thursdays are normally the worst days. So, wow, yeah, you can already see it's piled up.
Rose Margaret Itua is an engineering professor at Ohlone College in Fremont. She says when she started teaching here 4 years ago, it took her only 25 minutes to get home.
But now, an hour at best.
She had to cancel her son's piano lessons because now she just can't pick him up from school in time. The slowest part of the drive is getting from her job to the highway. It's a straight shot down a main road called Mission Boulevard.
Sometimes when I'm really stuck in the traffic, I would use Google Maps. But then it would take me through another route that would just get me stuck in even worse traffic. So now I don't bother, I just stay here.
I want to test this, so I pull out my phone and open up the navigation app Waze. That's W-A-Z-E.
Turn right, then turn left.
We have about 2 blocks to go to get on the freeway, and it's telling us to make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 turns to get there.
No, not the best.
Itua isn't into it.
I'd be meeting traffic there too, because that's what Waze is telling every other person to do.
And sure enough, we see that the traffic on the side streets is moving just as slowly as we are.
So if we followed Waze, we would be part of that now. Guess we'd be worse off.
Now, you can't blame all the traffic on apps. The economy is growing, more people are commuting, but now those commuters are piling up on local roads like never before.
It is definitely going to get worse as more and more people continue to use apps.
That's Alex Bayan, the director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Berkeley. He says what's happening in Fremont is happening all over the Bay Area.
And it's only a matter of time before we see it in many other cities.
The company Waze says that their app improves traffic by spreading it across the road system. Bayan says that might have been true when the apps first came out.
But now, a vast majority of people have smartphones, therefore have access to these apps, and now you see massive amounts of people who are changing their routing patterns based on better information.
In Fremont, that means that a lot of highway traffic has shifted onto local roads.
There might be a lot more demand on certain streets than others just because the apps would suggest that these streets are faster.
And that's not what the roadway system was built for. Ideally, through traffic goes on the highways and local roads are for locals. So even though apps might be giving each individual driver the best possible route,
routing people in the way that is best for them, the fastest way, doesn't mean that traffic overall is moving more efficiently.
Bayan says this goes back to the theories of John Nash, the guy from the movie A Beautiful Mind.
You do realize this flies in the face of 150 years of economic theory.
Yes, I do, sir.
What John Nash demonstrated and won the Nobel Prize for is the fact that what's best for you might not be best for society.
And Bayan says that's what's happening with navigation apps. I see a live demonstration of this when I'm out on the road with Rose Margaret Itua. We're getting close to the entrance to the highway.
Well, we're almost there.
But there's another line of cars coming off a side street, the same one Waze told us to take. Itua is an engineering professor, so she realizes that those cars are triggering a traffic light. They go, then we go. They go, then we go.
So there's more stop, start, stop, start.
Traffic is slower for everyone because we're hitting this choke point, the traffic light, from two directions. So taking the shortcut might be good for individuals, but it's not good for society. John Nash was right. Noe Veloso, a transportation engineer for the city of Fremont, says that this was an especially bad day. One of the highways leading into Fremont was shut down because of a mudslide. But that doesn't change the overall trend. traffic in Fremont has shot up.
And with that increase in traffic, we also got an increase in complaints, emails, and phone calls from local residents.
And his office was able to figure out that, yes, a lot of this traffic does have to do with drivers using navigation apps.
We've been able to monitor this and actually use these apps ourselves to determine exactly what they're doing.
Navigation apps are kind of this double-edged sword for transit planners like Veloso. On the one hand, the apps add to local traffic. On the other hand, city planners now get all this free information about where traffic is and where drivers are being told to go.
So we can monitor this in real time.
Veloso pulls up Google Maps on his computer.
Google Maps is actually recommending for a motorist get off the freeway and go through a circuitous route.
Clogging up local streets. With that kind of information, Veloso can try to fight back against the apps. We drive to a neighborhood that gets a lot of cut-through traffic.
Yeah, these are million-dollar homes. A lot of people are spending a lot of money to live in a nice community, and it's become a cut-through route.
Ruining the neighborhood. So Veloso and his team installed a sign.
So that's the sign?
No right turns between 3 and 7 p.m. It's supposed to stop drivers from using the shortcut. The only problem is, street signs are so 20th century. We see a car roll up.
Yes, that's a black BMW, just made an illegal right turn.
In the 21st century, you need the computers to know there's a sign there too.
A lot of Google Maps users are still being directed to this route, and so they've come all this way, and so, you know, if there are no police officers to enforce it, they will take their chance.
Fremont recently joined a program where they exchange data with the traffic app Waze. So Waze updated to show this sign right away and no longer sends drivers there. The funny thing is, Waze is owned by Google, and yet it took Google Maps more than 3 months to update their application. When I was with Veloso in January, they hadn't yet.
We actually, as a staff, kept putting in multiple notes to Google. We made this change onto our roadway system. Please update your system.
But apparently, Google Maps and Waze have totally separate operations. So while Google Maps hides behind a shroud of secrecy, Waze is sharing its data. Waze users find out when cities have closed roads or added signs, and cities get up-to-date anonymous traffic information from Waze. More than 100 public agencies worldwide have joined the program, including a few others in the Bay Area.
These exchange programs are really good. I think it's really a win-win.
This is Alex Bayan again, the transportation expert at UC Berkeley.
Being able to exchange data is a very good first step towards understanding the problem.
But understanding the problem of traffic is only the first step towards solving it.
What we want is really a general collaboration in which the state, the cities, the regions work with all the companies involved in this ecosystem so that we can have a global solution to the problem.
Bayan is thinking big. He suggests that we could create economic incentives for drivers to reduce traffic, like a road user fee for every mile driven, or a bonus for driving during less busy times. Those kind of solutions become possible in a world where more and more cars are connected over the internet. You could even have automated cars that follow the best traffic route for society, not just the individual. We'd have to get over the privacy implications, but, you know, less traffic.
We can see light at the end of the tunnel.
Rose Margaret Itua finally makes it to the highway. It's been 40 minutes. Now, remember, she's an engineering professor, and it turns out that her students were frustrated with traffic too. So she assigned them to research new technology where cars communicate directly with traffic lights.
So actually, the traffic brought out good. My students researched into it and looked into good technologies. See, there's always a silver lining behind every cloud.
Itua is an optimist. She's also very patient. Even though mobile technology makes her drive worse right now, she believes that in the long run, it will make it better. Stuck in traffic on 680, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.